Title: Think Guide. Percussion Layer Color in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes. Advanced. All right, let's build that proper jungle drum ecosystem in Ableton Live 12. Not just a think break on loop, but the stuff around it that makes it feel alive. The roll, the air, the grime, the motion between the backbeats. That's what I mean by percussion layer color. Here's the big idea. Your break is the anchor, and everything else has a job. Tops for speed and sparkle. Ghosts for that sneaky momentum. Texture for glue and air vibe. And then we print it all so it behaves like one classic break loop you can actually arrange. Step 0. Quick session setup. Because this stuff gets messy fast if you don't organize. Set your tempo somewhere around 165 to 174. I'm going to aim at 172, because it's a sweet spot for rolling old school energy. Open the groove pool. Then create 5 tracks. An audio track called Break. Think. An audio track called T-Though P-Color. A MIDI track with a drum rack called Ghosts. An audio track called Texture. And an audio track called Print. Resample. Select them all and group them into a drum group. That group is your drum world. Now step 1. Prep the think break as your spine. Drop your think break onto break. Think. Turn warp on. For jungle, you usually want beats mode for the main break because it keeps transients feeling like a record, not like a stretched file. Set warp mode to beats, preserve transients, transient loop mode forward, and take your time setting the downbeat. Put 111 exactly at the rebuild downbeat. This is not busy work, the whole vibe depends on it. Loop 1 or 2 bars. 2 is usually enough to hear the internal swing. Now processing. We're not trying to make it EDM clean. We're trying to make it stable and punchy, but still like a sampled break. Start with EQ8. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz just to remove rumble that steals headroom. If it's boxy, dip a little around 250 to 400. If it's spitty or aggressive, a tiny dip around 3 to 5K can save your ears later. Then drum bus. Drive somewhere like 3 to 8. Crunch, tiny, like 0 to 10. Just enough to roughen it. Boom, be careful. If you've got a heavy sub and reese later, don't overdue boom. Keep it subtle or off. Transients, you decide. If the break is already poking too hard, go a little negative. If it's soft, a little positive. Then a saturator after that. Soft clip on. Drive 1 to 4 dB. Subtle. Analog clip or warmth style. Again subtle. Teacher note here, before you get fancy, set the break level so the snare is your ceiling. Everything else in the whole drum group should respect that. A huge amount of jungle mixing is just snare is king, and everything else is supporting cast. Step 2. Top color. This is where people accidentally modernize the track. Old school tops aren't super glossy. They're grainy, a bit smeared, slightly roomy, and they move. On top color, load a hat loop, ride loop, or chop some tops from another break. You can even grab a little bit from a different record to get that layer dearer thing. Warp it differently than the break. For tops, set warp mode to texture. Grain size around 20 to 40 milliseconds, flux around 10 to 25. That gives you that classic smear, where the hats feel like they're part of tape and room, not crisp digital ticks. Now process the tops with a clear roll. Auto filter, high pass it hard. If you want it to be true air hats, go 6 to 10K and above. Add a touch of resonance, like 5 to 15, to bring out a nice sheen. Then saturator, drive maybe 2 to 6 dB, soft clip on. Then echo, but super subtle. This is depth, not an obvious delay. Try time at 1/16 or 1/8. Feedback 8 to 18%. Filter it so it's not muddy. High pass the echo around 2 to 4K. Low pass around 8 to 10K. Mix 5 to 12%. Then utility. Widen the tops. 120 to 160%. But keep the break itself more centered later. Now the key move, sidechain the T-Though P-Color to the break transient so it doesn't step on the crack. Put a compressor on T-Though P-Color. Turn on sidechain and choose break. Think, ratio around 2:1. Attack 2 to 10 ms so the hat transient still exists, but it gets out of the way of the break's hit. Release around 50 to 120 ms. Aim for just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. This is polite, not pumping. Extra coach move. Start listening in what I call the snare window. Loop half a bar around the snare, like beats 2 to 3, and balance your tops there. If the tops feel exciting but the snare still reads perfectly, you're doing it right. If the snare starts feeling smaller, your top layer is stealing attention. Step 3. Ghost hits and a drum rack. This is the role. Ghosts are not extra drums. They are motion. They should be felt more than heard. On the ghost's track, load a drum rack. Add 3 to 6 small sounds. Think tiny closed hat, rim tick, short shaker, maybe a filtered snare ghost. Then make a 1 or 2 bar MIDI clip, place hits on off 16 THS, and especially in the gaps between snare phrases, keep velocities low, like 12 to 45, low, seriously. Then micro time them. In live, you can nudge notes or use the note delay in the clip. A great starting push is plus 5 milliseconds on some tiny ticks to get urgency. And here's the jungle timing rule of thumb. Push tiny hat ticks slightly early. Pull shakers and roomy hats slightly late. Keep the main break hits closest to the grid. That's how you get that old record bounce without turning the whole thing into a drunken mess. Now per pad processing, because Live 12 makes this super clean. On a ghost hat pad, EQ 8 high pass at 7 to 10k so it's only dust. Then redux for a bit of 12 bitish bite. Bitch reduction around 10 to 12, downsample around 0.9 to 0.7 depending how crunchy you want it. On a rim tick, band pass it with auto filter around 2 to 6k. Add a saturator drive 2 to 5 dB. Then process the whole ghost bus. Drum bus with drive 2 to 5, but pull transients down a lot, like minus 10 to minus 20. Ghosts should not spike above the break. Add a tiny room reverb. Decay 0.3 to 0.7 seconds. Pre-delay basically none. High pass the reverb around 600 to 1k. Low pass around 8 to 10k. And keep the mix 5 to 10%. Teacher note. If you solo ghosts and they sound cool, they are probably too loud in the track. In the full drums, they should feel like the drums got faster, not like you added a new percussionist. Step 4. Texture and Foley. The secret glue. A lot of classic jungle records have a noise floor, vinyl air, cassette hiss, room tone, tiny metal ticks. This is not nostalgia, it's cohesion. It fills gaps and makes your layers feel like one recording. On texture, pick one texture source. Vinyl noise, cassette hiss, city ambience, or a filtered metal loop. Warp mode depends, complex for ambience, texture for noise. Then EQ 8, high pass aggressively like 200 to 500 HC. Keep it out of low mids. If you want air, a gentle shelf up around 8 to 12k can work. Add autopan. Rate 1/4 or 1/8. Amount 10 to 25%. Phase 120 to 180 degrees. This makes the air breathe in stereo without needing volume. Then a glue compressor. Super light. 2:1 ratio. Attack 10 ms. Release auto. Just 1 to 2 dB of reduction. And keep this quiet. The texture should disappear when you mute it, but you'll miss it when it's gone. That's the target. Step 5. Groove. Make it bounce like a record, not like a grid. Drag a groove into the groove pool. Twing 16-65 is a decent starting point, or an MPC-style groove. Apply it mainly to the ghost's MIDI clip, optionally to TiVo P color. Usually I don't groove the main break too hard, because you'll destroy the original feel that made you pick the break in the first place. Set timing around 40 to 70. Velocity 10 to 25. Random 5 to 15. And remember, don't groove your sub-bass hard. Groove your tops and ghosts. Step 6. Frequency rolls so layers don't fight. Think in jobs, not in more drums. Break. It's most of the personality. Roughly 80 HC up to 10K, depending on the sample. Top color. Mostly 6K and up. Sometimes even higher if you want it super airy. Ghosts, 2 to 12k, but thin and quiet. Texture, usually 500 hc and up and often stereo. Practical move, put EQ 8 first on every layer and high pass aggressively. Jungle stacks fast, and when it stacks, it gets loud but smaller. High pass is how you keep it big. Also, do a mono check, but mainly for the color layers. The break should stay stable in mono. Wide hats and texture shouldn't completely vanish. If they do, use utility width on just TOP color or texture and rein it in until it translates. Step 7. Resample. This is the classic workflow. Now that you have break plus color, print it so it becomes one playable loop. On print, set the input to resampling. Arm it, record 4 to 8 bars. Then consolidate a clean 2 or 4 bar loop. Now you've got options. Put the printed loop into simpler in slice mode and retrigger pieces for switch ups, or treat it like audio and do micro edits. If you want light polish on the print, EQ 8 for small corrections, glue compressor at 4:1, attack around 3 ms, release 0.1 to 0.3 seconds, just 1 to 4 dB of gain reduction. Then a limiter only catching peaks, ceiling around minus 0.8, and only 1 to 2 dB of reduction. Don't smash. Jungle needs transients to speak. Advanced validation. Do a two-print workflow. Print A with more ghosts and more room. Print B drier with fewer tops. Alternate them every 8 or 16 bars. It mimics that old tape changed feeling without needing new samples. Another advanced move. Split tops into a spectrum. Make a TOP tick track and a TOP wash track. Top tick is short micro transients up at 8 to 12k. Top wash is longer ride spray living around 6 to 10k. Sidechain only the wash to the break. Let the tick stay urgent. That's a pro level clarity trick. If your tops still feel too loop-y or too modern, you can literally synthesize hat air from nothing. Create a MIDI track with operator, use noise as the oscillator, short decay like 5 to 30ms, no sustain, high pass hard above 8 or 10k, saturate lightly, and program 16ths with velocity variation. Now your air perfectly follows your groove, instead of forcing you to accept the loop's feel. Step 8. Arrangement so it evolves like jungle, not like an 8-bar copy-paste. Automate color more than volume. Bars 1 to 16. Break plus light tops. Bars 17 to 32. Add ghosts. More roll. On the drop. Bring in texture. Open the top filter slightly. Every 8 bars. Remove top color for 1 bar. Classic breath. Do a fill. Reverse a printed hat tail into a snare. Do a switch up. Swap to print B. Or swap 1 or 2 slices. Not the whole bar. If you replace everything, it sounds choppy. If you replace 1 or 2 slices, it sounds like a real record edit. And here is a really musical arranging concept. Call and response between break and color. One two-bar phrase. Tops busy. Ghosts sparse. Next phrase. Tops thin. Ghosts busy. Your break can stay identical, but the listener hears movement.